It's a new recording of an old tune that goes back to the 40s, and it was written by Coleman Hawkins and newly recorded by Jacob Zimmerman Quintet in the CD called Recording Band, so called because many of the tunes on this recording appeared during the recording band in the 40s when new music was not being recorded at all by the record companies due to a strike by the American Federation of Musicians. The tune by Coleman Hawkins titled Boody Dot featured Jacob Zimmerman on tenor sax, Raymond Larson on trumpet, Jake Svensson on piano, Nate Parker bass, and Julian McDonough on drums from the album Recording Band. Hello, I'm Jim Wilkie. Welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. And today being the last Sunday of the year, I thought we'd devote today's program to some of our favorite recordings by Northwest artists to come out in the last year. Recordings all over the place, from some outstanding students to some longtime professionals on the scene and even a couple of historical recordings. The next one that we're going to be listening to is Barney McClure on organ and also composer of a lot of the music in the album Show Me, which was recorded with the big band out of Central Washington University, conducted by Chris Bruya. Barney McClure is on the Hammond B3 organ. The arrangements for this album, I think, are mostly all done by Phil Kelly. And here's one of our favorites out of this album. It features Barney on organ. Owen Evans from the band is on alto sax featured in this Pete Chrisleeb, Joe Roccasano tune called Hookin' It.
Thank you. So lucky to be loving you. To see every evening when the day is through. I only know what I know. Passing years will show. Kept my love so young, so new. Time after time, you hear me say that I'm so lucky to be loving you. I only know what I know. Passing years will show. Kept my love so young. Yes, so new. And time after time, you're gonna hear me say that I'm so lucky.
Ernestine Anderson, that was from 1962, long time ago, from a live broadcast I was producing at the time from a club called the Penthouse in Seattle. And the recordings from three different dates at the Penthouse in 1962 in February and October have been issued on this CD called Ernestine Anderson Swings the Penthouse. Nice souvenir of those years with Ernestine Anderson, backed by Dick Palumbia on piano, Chuck Metcalf on bass, and Bill Richardson on drums. The CD got a really nice warm review in the New York Times when it came out earlier this year. Time After Time with Ernestine Anderson. And that's on the High Note record label and available through the usual sources for CDs these days, wherever that may happen to be. Barney McClure featured on the Hammond B3 organ before that, playing with the Central Washington University Jazz Band. Wonderful swinging ensemble, great band conducted by Chris Bruya, the arrangements by Phil Kelly, and the tune Hookin' It, featuring Owen Evans on alto along with Barney McClure's organ. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org. Jim Wilkie with you here on a Sunday afternoon. I want to mention a few things that are going on around town today. Garfield Jazz Jam tonight at the Royal Room at 5:30, followed by Rene Hart with Skerrick, Tom Marriott, Don Clement, and Devon Lewis. Should be a great session starting at 8 at the Royal Room. Pancho Sanchez Latin Jazz Band is getting into their week. They'll be continuing right on through New Year's Eve, playing nightly at Demetrio's Jazz Alley. Jim Cutler Jazz Orchestra plays tonight at 7:30 at Tula's. Also coming up later this week, Tuesday night at Tula's, wonderful group which we featured here on Jazz Northwest in a performance they did for the Earshot Jazz Festival. It's Mark Taylor and Don Clement Ensemble. They'll be back at Tula's on Tuesday night. The group is called Lineup. Great group. And then Thursday, New Year's Eve, lots of stuff going on as might be expected. Adam Kessler and Phil Sparks will be playing at the Barca Lounge. New Year's Eve party with Nearly Dan starting at 5 o'clock at Bake's Place. I think maybe that's some warm-up group before that. Jake Bergevin will be a guest with the Greg Williamson Quartet at Boxley's in North Bend. Pancho Sanchez New Year's Eve at Jazz Alley. Greta Matassa leads the New Year's Eve show and dinner at North City Bistro. And at Tula's, it'll be a New Year's Eve party with Stephanie Porter Quintet. And that's a glimpse of some of the highlights from this coming week in jazz around the Seattle area. Next, we're going to be listening to Jay Thomas and the Cantaloupes. This also comes from a recording I had a hand in, just to be full disclosure here. This is from a recording at the Seattle Art Museum, part of the Art of Jazz series, with Jay Thomas and the Cantaloupes. The recording came from a little over a year ago, and it was just issued this past May. Jay Thomas on tenor and flugelhorn is joined by Michael von Bebber on trumpet, Dan Marcus on trombone, John Hansen piano, Michael Glenn is on bass, and Adam Kessler on drums. We'll hear him doing a Horace Silver tune called Me and My Baby.
Thank you.
Music out of British Columbia by way of Los Angeles. That was Corey Weeds, great tenor saxophonist out of Vancouver, playing with the Los Angeles bass trio led by drummer Jeff Hamilton. Hamilton on drums, Tamir Hendelman on piano, and Christoph Luthi on bass. And the title tune from the album This Happy Madness, which came out late this year on the Corey Weeds label Cellar Live. This Happy Madness. Corey Weeds and the Jeff Hamilton Trio. More about Corey Weeds in just a moment. Before that, we were listening to a recording from the Art of Jazz series live at Seattle Art Museum. Much of this music originally broadcast here on Jazz Northwest, part of our Art Museum series. That was a sextet led by Jay Thomas. Jay Thomas and the Cantaloupes. Jay on tenor and flugelhorn throughout this album is heard with Michael Van Beber on trumpet and Dan Marcus taking a nice solo on that one on trombone. John Hansen piano, Michael Glenn on bass, and Adam Kessler on drums. And the tune by Horace Silver called Me and My Baby, the Art of Jazz, Jay Thomas and the Cantaloupes. You're listening to Jazz Northwest on 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org. Jim Wilkie here with you on this Sunday afternoon show, where we're reprising some of our favorite recordings by Northwest jazz artists to come out in the past year. This is by no means an exhaustive list, but if you'd like to take a look at the playlist, it's posted on our website at kplu.org. Look for the playlists and you'll find a complete listing of all the tunes on today's show. These are all great recordings. We have so many outstanding musicians resident in the Pacific Northwest, from Vancouver and Victoria down into the Portland area, and we just love sharing the music with you. This next one comes from one of our favorite big bands in the Northwest. It's led by Jill Townsend, the wonderful arranger and conductor. Her latest album is called Legacy, The Music of Ross Taggart, also on the Cellar Live label. Jill Townsend is quick to credit Corey Weeds for facilitating the entire project. It was also a Kickstarter campaign for their donations to bring this album out. A great-sounding big band with lots of wonderful players, and the point of this album is the music of Ross Taggart. Ross Taggart played first tenor chair in the band for 12 years until his passing. Ross Taggart died in January of 2013. Jill Townsend says his contribution to the band was huge, both through his tremendous sound and his personal support. And also thanks to Bill Kuhn, who along with Jill Townsend did most of the arranging for the album. And this is one of the pieces from this collection. It features a wonderful soprano saxophonist, Campbell Riga. Great to hear him featured on this, along with trumpet player Brad Turner, and Bill Kuhn on guitar, who also did this arrangement of a tune that was written by Ross Taggart called Light at the End of the Tunnel, from the album Legacy, The Music of Ross Taggart, on the Cellar Live label.
Thank you. Oh, give me something sweet and gentle, make it sentimental. Whatever you could suggest, I'll take Robin's Nest. Make it sweet and tender, so I must surrender. You know I like nothing but the best, so I'll take Robin's Nest. That feeling going round and round, something brings me down, way down, way down. Give me something sweet and gentle, make it sound sentimental. Whatever you could suggest, I'll take Robin's nest.
That's Trish Hatley from her album, which came out this past year. It's titled I Remember, second set. And Trish Hatley here joined by a nice-sounding ensemble. The arrangements here were done by Rick Lepinon, who was on piano, and Paul Mazzio was the trumpet player. I'm trying to get the album open here so I can give you the rest of the names. Larry Holloway on bass, Ken French on drums, John Anderson played all the saxes, and Dan Marcus was the trombonist, Susan Pascal on vibes. Nice-sounding group backing up Trish Hatley in that version of Robin's Nest, the old tune by Illinois Jacquette and Sir Charles Thompson. I'm not sure who wrote the lyrics. Before that, we were listening to the music of Ross Taggart from the album by the Jill Townsend Big Band out of Vancouver with arrangement here by the guitarist Bill Kuhn, Corey Weeds, the tenor saxophonist, largely responsible for marshaling the project through his album label Cellar Live, and Campbell Riga was heard on soprano sax. The trumpet soloist was Brad Turner and Bill Kuhn on guitar. And that was a tune that was written by Ross Taggart, and it's titled Light at the End of the Tunnel from the album Legacy, the Jill Townsend Big Band. Next, we're going to be listening to some music from Pearl Django, their new album this past year, titled Time Flies. It contains a lot of original music, this time instead of just retracing Django Reinhardt music. This is an original composition by the bass player with the group, Rick Lepinen. A particularly nice tune. I like this tune a lot. Michael Gray on violin, Troy Chapman and Ryan Hoffman are the guitarists, David Lang on accordion, and Rick Lepinen on bass in his composition, Something Borrowed. Concluding this program of some of our favorite recordings by Northwest jazz artists of the past year, we've been listening to Gene Argel, who's actually living in Hawaii, but with some Northwest musicians, including Chuck Dierdorf on bass, Mark Ivester on drums, and Jay Thomas on tenor saxophone in a tune titled Annette for the Island. And before that, we were listening to Pearl Django and a tune by Rick Lepinen from their album Time Flies, Rick Lepinen's tune called Something Borrowed, wrapping up our Jazz Northwest for today. You're listening to KPLU Tacoma, Seattle at 88.5, KPLI Olympia 90.1, KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria 89.3, KPLK Cedro Woolley 88.9, and streaming worldwide